For those who haven't been following this story, what type of contamination are we talking about, and when did this first come up?
It came up actually in May of 2014 when the Air Force had just begun testing for PFCs, which are an emerging contaminant of concern, according to the EPA, in a couple of the city-owned wells out here on the Pease Trading Port, which, of course, used to be the Pease Air Force Base. And they found that the level of PFCs in the water in one of the wells, the Haven well, was actually 10 times higher than the EPA's provisional health advisory. And at that point, the city immediately shut down the well and began testing the other two wells they have out here at the trade port, and also setting up a bunch of monitoring wells to make sure that the PFCs weren't moving closer to other water supplies out here.
What does a contaminant of concern mean? What is that exactly?
It's something that EPA believes that is likely to cause harm to humans. That's kind of a big issue with the PFCs, is that there's been no definitive health studies yet proving that they cause harm to humans, but there has been in animal studies. So there, even though there's been nothing definitive and the research is still very early, a lot of people are very worried about what it could possibly do to people, especially the kids who are out on one of two daycares out here at the trade port.
Are there any cases of health concerns happening from this on Pease, or anything that can be attributed to this contaminant yet?
There's not yet. There was a big meeting on Tuesday at the trade port that had more than 100 people met with the state about their concerns, and there were several people who at that meeting who are worried now that health issues that they've had were potentially caused by the PFCs in the water.
And what's the state's response?
The state is still, they really don't know. And they said that several times during the meeting Tuesday. They're worried that there could be adverse health effects, but they don't know. And they don't even really know after the blood testing is done if levels come back high, higher than the national average, does that mean that someone is going to potentially get sick because of it?
And now, you write in your article on Seacoast Online that a big concern has been that the state just isn't communicating with residents. Did you hear a lot of that at the meeting?
Yeah, I heard a lot of that at the meeting, and that's been an ongoing issue. The state came out last year after the well was closed and had a meeting at Pease and kind of talked about some of the issues and talked about some of the concerns that the state and the EPA and other health officials had about PFCs, and then they kind of, like, disappeared. The meeting that was this week was the first time state officials have been back, and the Air Force and the state has continued testing the water, but there's really been no communication about kind of what's the next step in terms of health issues. And it really was through the efforts of Portsmouth woman Andrea Amico, who has two kids who goes to one of the daycares here, and whose husband has worked out at the trade port for 8 years, who's really kind of pushed the state to do the blood testing and to also expand their protocol, because initially the state said they were only going to test 100 people who were exposed to the PFCs, even though there's roughly 9,000 people now who work at the former Air Force Base, and many people who have worked here over the years, including firefighters who have since retired.
There seems to be the unresolved issue, too, of who's going to pay for those blood tests for those who have been exposed. Here's Senator Jeanne Shaheen. She spoke with us earlier this week on the issue.
There are two child care centers on what is now the Pease Trade Port. There are people who have been working there. We have first responders who have been stationed there, and we need to ensure that they can get testing and that they don't have to pay for it.
So where do things stand right now, Jeffrey?
The Air Force has not yet committed to pay for the additional tests that the state wants to do. They're saying that they've actually referred the issue to another federal agency, and they've asked them to do a health assessment and really check to see if they think doing the test is a good idea. The Air Force person I talked to also said that he's not even sure that the Air Force could pay for these tests, even if they thought it was a good idea. And there's been absolutely no timeline from them on when they're going to get this information back and when and if they're going to make a decision on whether to pay for the blood test.
There was some talk, at the meeting that maybe these blood tests could be used for some kind of research, but the state doesn't seem to be willing to do that.
I think the state is kind of more open to that after the meeting. Somehow they got the impression that people just wanted them to do the test so they knew what the levels of PFCs were in their blood or in their kids' blood, and they really weren't concerned about the research. But that's I haven't found that to be the case. And several people at the meeting told them they want to have the information for them, but they also want to have the information for research. And even if, 3 or 4 months from now when the test comes back, if the state and the CDC, which is coordinating with the state to do the test, doesn't know exactly what the results mean, it's doing by having these test results and doing more research, maybe 5 or 10 years down the road, they will know what it means and they will know how dangerous the PFCs are and at what level people could potentially become sick from them.
Jeff, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.